morning and happy Saturday, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron with Kicking Cancer Cares on KSLM Radio, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. Our sponsor for this first half is Odd Mo's Pizza. And if you didn't know, they have such a wide variety of so many different foods besides pizza, which includes three different options of fresh salads, cheesy garlic bread, meatballs, Mojo's, which is like a JoJo's.
Like a JoJo.
Boneless wings, chicken strips, potato poppers, my favorite.
And their salads are really good and really big.
Yeah, they've got garden, Greek, and club salads. So not just one. They've got three.
And Brenda has a really interesting saying. She says, you should eat a salad the size of your head.
Yes.
And that's how big their salads are.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love
their pizza was actually really good, too.
By the way, do you hear that third voice?
Hello, Mickey.
Oh, hi.
We have a guest again.
I love it.
And I'm just going to go on record saying, for the fifth time, Mickey, you're with us again.
It's like I have something to say or
you
something.
You do. I went back and did some research. The first time you were with us was October 31st of 2022.
Okay.
And then March 27th.
Okay.
Of last year, October 23rd. And then you were the very first show in 2024, January 1st.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
January 1st, 2024. And the first time your message was that cancer was your greatest gift.
It was.
And your last message is that you are co-awesomating.
Co-awesomating. That's right.
Love that word.
And we're going to talk some more about co-awesomating today.
Yes.
So welcome to the show, Mickey.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Do you remember who our guest was last week? He kind of randomly wandered into the studio.
Russ Hedge, that's right.
We were actually talking with this guy from Pennsylvania named Tim. And Tim beat blood cancer 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we look out the window, and there's Russ Hedge, who is the person who connected me to Tim. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, just come on in here, Russ.
Well, what was your most memorable moment of that?
Of his?
Reversed roles.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. You did do that to me. You know, I am still in shock that to keep Tim's cancer coming back, he takes a pill that's $10,000 a month.
What?
Yeah.
$10,000 a month for a pill to keep his cancer from coming back.
Mm-hmm. The entrepreneur in me wants to know, how much does that actually cost to make?
Right? Yes.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what was really, the bigger aha for me was the look of shock on your face. And then you pulled your phone out and started doing the math.
Yeah.
Since his cancer was quote unquote gone, he would have spent over $1 million on that one pill alone.
Just now, that one.
His wife has good insurance and the pharmaceuticals have a grant and da 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 da. But where's the head of the snake on this pricing thing?
Yeah.
Mickey is holding her tongue.
I'm biting my tongue.
Really hard.
Yeah, I was just in shock with the price of that drug that he takes.
Agreed.
And I thought, I'm just reading it, and he said, yep, that's the price. I mean, I wasn't making it up. He verified that was the price.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that he pays that price.
And not everybody is fortunate enough to have insurance that covers those costs.
Right.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me how the pharmaceuticals have grants for that, but they're the ones that are, it's just interesting how it's just a money-hungry game.
I have found somebody here in Salem that will come in as a guest and begin to explain to us who the head of the snake is.
Okay.
They understand this game really, really well.
All right.
Tune in for that show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that the head of the snake looks like Medusa, and there's like multiple heads.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's one head to the snake.
No, multiple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was your big takeaway?
Same thing. That he just continues to thrive and push through. He was really positive. And same thing with Russ.
Oh,
I mean,
Russ's attitude is huge.
Once again, it comes down, like you said, how cancer saved your life. Cancer's a disease of love. And you hear all these stories and how people continue to push forward and they better themselves. And a lot of people churn something out of it. Like Mickey, how what you're doing and giving other people knowledge. And Russ, how he does his podcast. And it's just, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I could admire that they just continue to push forward and try to each one teach one.
Each one teach one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I go to our disease-fighting food, today's is kind of a fun one.
Okay.
Cinnamon.
Oh, I love cinnamon.
Oh, yay.
Cinnamon.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been here before where you had some. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, there was one that I kind of got chastised a little bit by Mickey on the one that we chose that time.
Which one was it?
I don't remember, but it was not the best of choices. But I just read out of the book.
Not anyway. Here to give you good news about your bad habits, Baron.
That's it. Brenda's listening. You guys have that same statement. You really do. I'm not going to give you good news about your bad habits.
Yeah.
I say that every day to people. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Brenda.
Yeah. Well, what it does say about cinnamon is it says, among cinnamon's many health benefits is a blood sugar regulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They did a placebo-controlled double-blind study that found that cinnamon lowered people's fasting glucose levels. Other research found that it protects the body's tissue against the effects of high blood sugar.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So beyond just making your latte taste better,
yeah,
it actually has some really good qualities.
One of those herbs that are very medicinal.
Yeah. Okay. Spoken from the lady who actually did a lot of herbs to cure
her
cancer.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So once again, for the listeners, we always take a picture of this. You can always email Amanda to get a copy of the picture. Just email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
Well, our update is quite intriguing because our show does go to podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss this show on Saturday, it shows up on Monday on podcast. We're on all the podcast services. We're at almost 200 podcasts, so you have to scroll a little bit to find some of them. But I decided, just for the heck of it, to do a little research. We just passed a really... I'm not sure what you passed. This is a really bad cough. We're going to give Amanda a second here.
The coffee went down the wrong pipe.
I know. Was that too much cinnamon on that one?
Right. All right, I'm back up and going.
Okay, we just passed 41 countries.
Wow.
Wow.
Have heard our show.
That's amazing.
40 other countries besides the United States have downloaded this show.
We have a global lead, my friend.
So awesome. Mm-hmm. We just picked up Ireland. We picked up Luxembourg. We picked up Cambodia.
Wow.
We picked up Laos, Malaysia. We have 3 downloads on mainland China.
Wow. All right.
This kicking cancer message is quickly going global.
Yes, it is. Very quickly.
Fun update for you?
Yeah, that is cool.
Well, I gave you the fun update. Now can I piss you off?
Oh, yeah. Go for it. I love to be angry this early in the morning.
You have been asking me to find this number for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Cancer Society has now officially released 2024's projection.
Okay.
Hold on to your chair.
Dun, dun.
Dun.
This says, according to a recent publication by the American Cancer Society, is projected that there will be a record number of new cases. The report estimates over 2 million Americans will be diagnosed this year.
Whoa. 2 million. How many were there last year?
Yeah.
1.97.
So we're continually...
We were just shy of 2 million last year. This year we will go past 2 million. So if I don't count this year, I did the research in the 6 years I've been doing cancer, 12 million Americans have been diagnosed. So if you add this year, 14 million Americans have gotten cancer since I started doing this.
And has the number just for people that will be diagnosed continued to rise?
Yeah. Yeah. But the more shocking part of that wasn't as shocking to me as the second part. The Wall Street Journal reports that doctors are baffled by the sudden rise in cancer among young people.
Okay.
This is a quote from the Wall Street Journal. Cancer is hitting more young people in the United States and around the globe, baffling doctors. The last report last year reported a sharp rise in cancers in people under 50, with the highest rates in North America, Australia, and Western Europe. That's the end of the quote. But this particular gentleman that they're quoting in here, he says, it was noted the article completely overlooked mentioning the term vaccine.
Mm. You said the V word.
I know. Instead, it continues to suggest that doctors are diligently working to determine the cause of illness among young people. The suspicion is that lifestyle changes, such as reduced physical activity, which more of them are walking less, increased consumption of ultra-processed foods, and exposure to new toxins have heightened the vulnerability among young generation.
Yeah.
Exposure to new toxins is a different term.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. Now, the first two is what we've been talking about with getting cancer. Yeah. Do some movement, get real food. Mm-hmm. So they are suspicious, shocking, they're suspicious that reduced physical activity and increased consumption of ultra-processed foods could be the cause for that younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found another article. And this one verifies what they chose not to say.
Okay.
So they said increased toxins. This article, there's a pathologist named Dr. Ryan Cole, and he has done 40,000 biopsies since the vaccine became mandatory.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem saying the V word.
Right, yeah, yeah.
These toxins are the vaccine.
1,000%.
Because what he says is, let's see, the shot became mandatory December 2020. About 5 months later, cancer rates skyrocketed 3,000% higher than prior to the vaccine.
Wow.
What?
3,000% increase.
5 months after it was mandated.
Yeah.
So a 3,000% increase.
So you get the vaccine. You got to have time for that sucker to get through your system. Yeah. You got to get some data plugged in. Oh, it took 5 months. But the listeners can't see this graph, but I just got to show you this graph.
Why aren't they talking about this more? That's what's really frustrating. I mean, of course they're not but.
That would imply.
That would lose their control.
Things that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this article is from, it's called the Citizens Council for Health Freedom.
Okay.
And I want you to take a picture of this in case we need calls. So this says the rise is being reported, but the media. Shocking. The media is blaming air pollution, processed foods, and even skin color, but not the vaccine.
Skin color?
Skin color, yeah.
Skin color is the increase of toxins?
Right, yeah.
Make that make sense.
Yeah, right? Please.
But then it says Dr. Ryan Cole, who's done 40,000 biopsies, reports an alarming rise in cancer diagnosis and aggressive return of cancers that were in remission. So the cancer went into remission,
mm-hmm.
and then it came back, and he believes the shot may have altered our natural immune system.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
But if you look at this little chart, it looks kind of like a stock market report. It's up because it's new cases per month, not per year. And so it goes up and down. But there's a line that shows the increase.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an increasing line, but then right in here... it's a really steep line.
Okay.
The pink one's the really steep line. Not that people can see the pink
line. Yeah. But go ahead and email me, Amanda, at kslm.news, if you would like a copy of this.
So all this is an article from a group called the Citizens Council. What's it called again? The Citizens Council for Health Freedom. And they're out there basically getting information to the public.
Uh-huh.
And the graph is literally nothing more than new cases... like a stock market up and down, up and down, down.
Uh-huh.
But then if you do the line to show the rise of new cases, it's a steady increase until 5 months after, there's April of 2021.
Mm-hmm. It's a spike.
And then it just spikes. And this vaccine has seriously altered our immune system.
And I've been put in Facebook jail for this multiple times for even, you know, using the V word or saying things like, you can raise your immune system.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we're talking about this.
Well, and I think the difference is that, in my opinion, Facebook is part of the problem.
Oh,
Because you got put on Facebook jail. Except this radio station has a little different rules than Facebook does.
Yeah, well, it's not just Facebook. It's all, YouTube and it's all of the media channels. You know, the narrative has been very controlled. And, you know, for those of us that are self-employed and that have businesses that, you know, it's kind of a wake-up call that, wait a minute, I built a business on sand because I don't own those platforms and that can be taken away. That's kind of a wake-up call that, wow, this is really controlled.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the big reasons I wanted to bring this to you was, one, you've been asking what the 2024 minutes officially out. But more importantly, there's a word that I use when I start getting cancer. And once again, it's a little fortuitous, but it's the word that Mickey is using for Vancouver.
And we didn't know this.
We didn't know. Independently, we had no idea that this was the word.
I typically choose a word for the year, and that's just kind of my focus. And over the years, I've gotten a little more intentional in choosing said word because I've learned that you have to be really, really careful. Like, for instance, don't choose the word trust for your year because they're going to have so many opportunities to learn how to trust. Yikes.
Yeah.
Or patience. That's a bad one. Every light is red, right? So I was really thoughtful in choosing this word for the year as we launch Kicking Cancer Vancouver, Washington, as, you know, I have a lot going on. And so I realized that I'm going to need a lot of help. And so my word for the year was serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, printed it out. I made a beautiful cover for my folder that I carry around. And Baron and I sat down and had a meeting at Starbucks. And he looks at my folder and he goes, "You're not going to believe this." And I'm like, "Try me," because we have such a, you know, weird synergy between us that is this
parallel universe.
Parallel. Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. But he pulls, you know, flips open this page and he shows me that that was his word when for the first year that he started Kicking Cancer. And this was my word when I'm launching Vancouver Kicking Cancer.
So. Yeah. Every time something would happen, it was very serendipitous.
Right.
Or serendipity, right? And so things were serendipitous in 2018, and that's now Mickey's word for Vancouver.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
It's like everything's aligning.
Yeah. Well, speaking of everything aligning, I do. We've got about 7-8 minutes here, Mickey. I knew what my vision was for Salem. And fortunately, we can speed that up for Vancouver because a lot of the harder work has been done, right?
Thank you for that.
And Mickey has taken the passion of what she has paralleled along with Kicking Cancer's message. But what is your vision for Vancouver? Where are we headed?
We are headed beyond the GO teams, which is a fantastic and heartfelt, wonderful thing to do. And I'm so excited we have our first GO team going.
Which I believe will join. I believe our GO team is going to join us on the phone here.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. Okay. I'm super excited about that. But you know, beyond that, I had a little bit of what happens after? Like, okay, so we do a fundraiser and we help this person raise, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever. Here's a check. Well, they don't really have any way to move forward beyond, you know, the diagnosis and, you know, the whatever prognosis or protocol that they're going through. And so what I wanted to do is really help them see a path forward in a healthier light. So, you know, I had my first diagnosis in 1996. That was a long time ago. And in the almost 30 years now since then, I have surrounded myself and actively sought out the counsel and knowledge of naturopaths and chiropractors and, you know, natural healers and nutritionists and, you know, people that know things that I don't know. Obviously, I can't know everything. I'm an herbalist, but it sort of ends there, and a health advocate, but besides a water snob. And so I really thought it would be beneficial to the GO team if we could create a network of individuals who could help them beyond that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, okay, so you might need to change some things in your life if you don't want cancer to come back. And if it's true that 85% of your health is determined by your lifestyle, well, let's put some coaches in place and some nutritionists in place and some naturopaths in place that can help you with your lifestyle mm-hmm. so that your chance of succeeding in having it not come back or getting through it in the first place are increased exponentially. And so that's really my vision for Kicking Cancer is, first of all, to help people put that together. Because what happens when you get diagnosis is you're a deer in the headlights. Like you have no idea what to do. You're just completely in fear. And then all of a sudden, everybody's an expert.
Yeah.
And people that have no business telling you, you know, what to eat or how to change are telling you to do these things that are like, okay, please stop. It's because it's not true.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to like consolidate a group of vetted individuals that knew what they were talking about so we could say, okay, go to this website and here's a menu of people that can actually help you. And so beyond that vision, I would love to see people with wellness centers take this message and move it forward. Like, put together, because I know I'm not the only one that's doing this. I'm not the only, you know, wellness center that's networked with other healers.
Now, what's the phrase that you want to use for these wellness centers? These are the go-to teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. The so go-to it's teams.
The go-to teams of the go-to teams. And so that, you know, like, Baron can only do so much by himself, and so he enlisted me, and I can only do so much by myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even with my own network, we can only do so much. So my vision moving forward is to find other people, other wellness center owners, or even individuals that have the same heart, that want to move this message forward, that are willing to, you know, use their network to help in a bigger way.
Yeah.
And well, so,
and this is how powerful, you know, It was serendipitous.
Of course.
We found Mickey, right? So this is how powerful is that Mickey's doing this, because she has already found somebody that could create another one of these that I have talked to on the phone. Mm-hmm. So we're going through the whole screening process. Are you really a good fit to create a community where you live? And then could you be a good guide to that community? Except the one she found is in Manhattan, New York.
Okay.
Manhattan,
New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was talking to this lady, the dynamics of eat real food is very different in Manhattan, New York, than it is in Salem, because we're surrounded by farms and they're not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But she has it's similar concept to what Mickey has. And so what Mickey is, or what she's envisioning is so perfect, because maybe I'm sitting in Dallas, Texas, and I have this idea to have go-to teams. Mm-hmm. It's a very duplicatable idea that she has.
And it's bizarre how she found me. She was just researching something, of colon cancer, I can't even remember what it was, and which led her down this rabbit hole, you know, which led her down another rabbit hole, and boop, there was me. And so, you know, she, you know, saw a YouTube channel or something that I had done, and so she reached out, and we had a great conversation, and I told her what we were doing and got Baron involved in the conversation, and now she's excited about what we're doing. And it's just, you know, I it's just going to snowball. Like, think that, you know, we wouldn't be able to stop this thing if we wanted to,
right?
Because people are really waking up to the fact that their health is their responsibility, and they're tired of being told that they have no power, they have no control. Here, take this drug. This is the only way.
Yeah.
And it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just feel like it's such a beautiful thing to help somebody find that strength within themselves, to empower them to look for other options and to share that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the vision for Vancouver.
I love it. So what, with kids, you always hear, you know, it takes a village to raise a kid.
It does.
I feel like it takes a village in all things. And I feel like what you're doing is you're setting up a village of people, of networks and businesses and different things and resources for people to go to. And here's our village. It's open to you.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just open the doors to healing and, you know, watch what happens. And, you know, like a pebble in a pond, we don't know how far the ripples will go out.
Mm-hmm.
And those ripples will become new pebbles and new ponds. And, you know, I just see this really spreading across the nation, across the world.
Yeah.
And it literally brings tears to my eyes to have the privilege and the honor to be a part of this and to be able to spread the message in this way. And that's, you know, again, why I say that cancer is one of my biggest gifts, because it led me here. And so for the listeners, maybe you've just got the diagnosis, or somebody that you love does. Got that, it's not the end of the world. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And, you know, let that energy empower you to do something different and take charge.
Yeah.
Well, at the honoring evening, I was kind of walking the people that were there. And again, this is it's a semi-private event, so it's not just a big, huge fundraiser where hundreds of people come. It's a, you know, it's a bi-invitational event, and you were there. And but at that event, I kind of walked people through the last 5 years of King Cancer. 5 years from now, we will have at least 100 chapters globally.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
At least 100 chapters.
That's exciting.
And I don't know where they're going to be, because I believe that God's going to lead them to me.
Absolutely.
If I go try to find one in Dallas, it's not going to work, because I need to find another Mickey in Dallas. I need to find, you know, the lady. I was led down a rabbit hole to find Mickey. And, mm-hmm. and some lady went down a rabbit hole to find Mickey in New York. And they're going to find us.
Oh, yeah.
And we will then go through the process of going, are you really a good qualified community? If they are, great. Now we got one in Miami. Now we got one in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing will, like Mickey said, it's going to just start snowballing because people yeah. are tired of being told how to deal with their problems. And
they really are.
They need go-to teams.
Mm-hmm. They do. And what I'm recognizing is happening is when I start telling someone the vision and the message, they get excited and they want to help. Yeah. How can I help? How can I get involved? And I was talking with this couple friend of mine, and they actually just started a nonprofit to help nonprofits raise money.
Oh, I love that.
Well, we're going to get into a whole lot more of the exciting news in Vancouver when we get to come back from our commercial.
Yes, we are. So huge shout out to Oddmos Pizza, who has been with us since the very beginning as one of our sponsors. So if you guys just don't want to cook tonight, order Oddmos Pizza for lunch or dinner and just treat yourself. You guys already know I suggest the Green Monster with chicken added, but there is so much. I think the Reggie. Yes, the Reggie. The garlic veggie. Oh, you can't go wrong with that one. All right, you guys, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.